Hi, it's April 22nd, the day in 1969 when The Who premiered their musical Tommy.
He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard got such a simple wrist.
Glenn Ridge took over from Tony Barber as host of Sale of the Century in 1991.
We might hop into the show though. Firstly, to introduce all our contestants, please welcome Joe Bailey.
And it's the anniversary of the first Earth Day.
1970. Activist John McConnell helped organize a day to honor the Earth and the concept of peace.
Topping the April 22nd birthday list is the great Jack Nicholson. Won Oscars for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, As Good as It Gets, and Terms of Endearment, and was outstanding as the Joker in Chinatown, The Shining, and A Few Good Men. He's 84.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
There's some big music birthdays. Peter Frampton is 71 today.
Ooh, baby, I love you, Wayne.
Paul Carrack, the man with the golden voice, is also 71. He was the lead singer of Mike and the Mechanics and Ace before having the solo hits When You Walk in the Room. And remember this.
Don't shed a tear for me. My life won't end without you, without you.
Actor and comedian Ryan Stiles turned 62, made a name for himself on the improv show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Before starring on The Drew Carey Show and 2.5 Men.
So you came over unannounced to apologize for coming over unannounced?
And it's hard to believe that Daniel Johns, who shot to fame as the lead singer of Silverchair, is 42. Finally, and a complete change of pace, Glen Campbell was born on this day in 1936. Did you know he played on Elvis's hit Viva Las Vegas? Yeah, before going on to have hits of his own like Wichita Lineman, Galveston, and...
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Remembering Glen Campbell on April 22nd.